This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Soon, brewers in Kalamazoo will be able to learn how to create a cold one that is also environmentally friendly. Western Michigan University and Kalamazoo Valley Community College have announced that they are launching a sustainable brewing program that will be offered beginning this fall. Ed Martini is the Associate Dean of Arts and Sciences at Western Michigan University, and Steve Burtman is a professor of chemistry at WMU. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's begin with the question of why. Why is a sustainable brewing program being launched in the first place?
Really, you know, the genesis of this program is we were looking almost 2 years ago and seeing that there were similar programs already developed and happening mostly on the coasts and California, out on the East Coast as well. And we saw an opportunity here, given where we're situated geographically in between great beer cities, and there were no programs connected to this in the Midwest. And so about a year ago, year and a half, Steve and I started going around and talking to folks in the industry to really determine if a program would be useful. If so, were we the place to do it? And what we kept hearing from them was absolutely. And the way that it came to be was sort of a chance for them to craft their future workforce, an industry that has exploded here in Southwest Michigan, continues to grow. And so folks really, I think, were jumping at the chance to say it's a chance for us to craft our workforce for the next couple of years, doing so with a great community college, with a great research university, and to do so in a way that would address the needs of the industry for really a next generation.
So you say that you found similar programs on the coast. I mean, these are other universities and community colleges doing similar type things?
Not quite. There are programs in fermentation science. There are certificates in the business of craft brewing. Nobody was doing a program exactly like this that was really built around craft brewing on the one hand for Western's program, but also around the idea of sustainability. And what we learned was that sustainability is really going to be critical to the future of the industry. And given Western's strength in that area, it seemed like a really natural connection.
Why is it critical for the industry going forward?
It's one of the biggest challenges that breweries face going into the future with increasing population, increasing stresses on our natural resources, especially in the Midwest and the Great Lakes region. Maintaining water quality, minimizing energy consumption, these are all challenges for the brewing industry that the people that we talked to felt it would be very advantageous to have people who are trained in the fundamentals of the ethic of sustainability. How do we do things from the beginning in a way that minimizes our environmental footprint and maximizes efficiency?
You mentioned that there's certainly challenges in terms of water availability and all that sort of thing, but at the same time, is Michigan then a natural place for this sort of thing to develop? Because we do have a lot of water surrounding us.
That's right. And Michigan is already a major player in craft brewing. I mean, we have one of the highest per capita densities of craft breweries in the country. We're way up there with all of in the top five polls, but some of the other top places for craft breweries are out in the West that are experiencing drought. So I think certainly we are, from the water availability standpoint, Michigan is poised to continue to grow in this area.
So we noted that this is a partnership between Western Michigan University and Kalamazoo Valley Community College. Explain how this works, how these two institutions kind of work together for this one degree.
When we were going out and looking at programs and trying to figure out what kind of a program would work best at Western, we finally got in touch with the folks out at KVCC, Dean McCurdy, who's going to be the dean of the new campus that they're building downtown, and Mike Babb, who he was working with on a similar project. So they were in the early stages of exploring a brewery component as part of their culinary school. And we quickly realized that we could develop a program that would provide all sorts of flexibility for students, lots of different entry points to the program, different pathways to degree completion, that would be consistent with the missions of both schools. The technical expertise and sort of the hands-on experiential component would work really well at KVCC. And then doing the advanced science work and a lot of the sustainability components here, some of the research components would work great at Western. So there's really multiple programs that are built into this. KVCC has a great 30-hour certificate in sustainable brewing that's really built to the industry's gold standard by Mike, who's a master brewer and has worked in the industry industry for a long time. You can do that and complete an associate's degree at KBCC, and then there's a component where you can complete the associate's that's designed to transfer right into Western, and then you could come in another 2 years complete a Bachelor of Science in Sustainable Craft Brewing. So really designed to be very flexible for students. And a student at Western could also start, could already be here, and could enroll in this major and then begin taking the certificate program at KBCC, and the credits will transfer back to Western.
So what are some of the things that a student's going to learn? Is it largely science-based?
Yeah, this particular degree program that we're launching, what we hope to be an expanded program, is a science degree. In fact, for the first year or two, it's going to be impossible to distinguish someone in the brewing program from someone who's doing a pre-med curriculum. So they're going to be taking all of the fundamental sciences, physics, math, biology, chemistry, and then take advanced coursework in sustainability, and then there are advanced courses that are specific to brewing and other food science related areas like microbiology and fermentation.
What sort of student do you see out there who might have an interest in this? Is it someone who is looking to launch their own microbrewery? Is it someone who might be looking for some other place in the industry?
Yeah, so all of the above, I would say. The craft brewing industry in Michigan and across the country has been growing exponentially. And along with that, there are a number of support industries, such as hops farms, such as malt houses that are growing up. Distributors are starting to really get involved in the craft brewing industry. And so we see some of our students, certainly some of them are going to want to open their own breweries. Some of them are going to want to work for existing breweries. Some of them are going to work in some of these supporting industries. And at the larger breweries, there are multiple types of opportunities, that all of which will benefit from experience in this degree program. So people back in the brew house, people in the front office in human resources, people that are working in the pub and serving the food or planning the menus, all of these job opportunities will benefit from the curriculum we've put together.
Are there models out there for sustainable brewing? Perhaps a craft brewer out there right now, which is doing things in such a way that is recognized as being more sustainable, perhaps, than their competitors?
There certainly are some that are focusing on this explicitly. Of course, Bell's has a full-time sustainability specialist hired to make their whole operation as efficient and sustainable as possible. In smaller breweries, I would say one example is Brewery Vivant up in Grand Rapids. Up front makes that part from the very beginning part of their business model, that they were going to make great beer, but they were going to do it as consciously as they can to minimize their footprint and make their operation sustainable.
And this, for a lot of these folks too, it becomes part of their brand too, which is true of a lot of our local beers. It's true of New Belgium out in Colorado, which is a big craft brewery. That sustainability becomes part of their identity, part of their business practice, but it becomes part of their selling point. So especially around here in Kalamazoo, it plays very well along with the farm-to-table, food-to-table types of activities that we have going around town.
And by local.
Exactly.
How much of this program launching is a response to what we've seen in Kalamazoo, which is seemingly a new brewery almost every month for the better part of a year? Is this part of the reason that it was decided that Western and Kalamazoo Valley Community College were the right places to start this?
Some of it, for sure, is definitely driven by geography. I mean, we felt like we had the expertise to deliver part of this program, and KVCC had the right expertise to deliver their components of the program. But geographically, there's no better place for this program. When we were looking around at existing programs, we didn't find one between the Rockies and the Appalachians. There was nothing going on in the upper Midwest. So when you look at Chicago, northern Indiana, Wisconsin, Michigan, I mean, there's a great need for a program in the Midwest, and where better than Kalamazoo, Grand Rapids area, where, you know, Beer City number one and Beer City number two USA, according to some polls.
Do you see this program as something that may attract students if they're thinking about, you know, Western or going someplace else, or Kalamazoo Valley Community College or going somewhere else, that this program might be something that tips the scales a little bit?
I think there's a misperception on the part of a lot of students that job opportunities from studying science are limited. If you like science, you go to medical school, you go to dental school, and there aren't too many other options. And I think it's a whole lot, from my standpoint, I can say it's a whole lot easier to teach someone chemistry if they have a reason to learn it, and they know what that is, and they have just a visceral interest. And so I think people are going to see this, especially people who like science and are interested in science, but don't really know what they want to do. I think this will provide them an opportunity or a potential target to shoot for. So I think we're going to see a lot of students interested. I think some people may be a little put off by the rigor of the science curriculum we've put together, but that, again, in part was a response to the industry advisory board that we put together that's helped to craft the curriculum. They really encouraged us not to skimp on the rigor. So I think, yeah, we're going to have a lot of interest in this.
Is it something that might make science a little more accessible to people, that when you talk about the rigors of science, but ultimately leading to brewing, perhaps it's something that gets someone's attention as opposed to something that may sound a little more obscure or abstract?
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize the important role that brewing has played throughout the centuries in the development not only of human culture, but of science, scientific equipment, scientific methodology. And I think that it's, in a sense, we're going back to our roots. And we're going to study the fundamental concepts of science in the context of that activity that really was where a lot of these ideas and techniques were born.
How many students do you see starting in the program when it launches in the fall?
We initially indicated when we were putting this together that we thought about 20 a year would be a good amount. Frankly, a lot of people think that we were underselling it. So as we go into recruitment season, we think we'll get a much better sense of where we're at. But this has the potential to be really pretty big. All the programs on the coast have waiting lists. There's clearly high demand. And I think given the quality of the program we've put together, that once word really gets out, that there'll be plenty of students.
Gentlemen, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ed Martini is Associate Dean of Arts and Sciences, and Steve Burtman is a Professor of Chemistry at Western Michigan University. You can find links with more information about the Sustainable Brewing Program being launched by Western and Kalamazoo Valley Community College at wmuk.org. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.